to you by Plague Creative Agency, with your hosts, Shane Murphy and Dan Sweeney.
Oh, what's up, guys? How are we keeping?
Has the production level gone up?
That was a nice intro, wasn't it?
Jeez, who's that?
Oh, some guy we got off Fiverr, I think.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
What's up?
All's good. It's not like we've been talking to you for the last 3 hours.
Every podcast starts with, like, oh, how are you? And good. You've talked to each other, you know, for the last few hours.
I think it's just get the awkwardness out of the way and just get stuck into it, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, what is the plan today? You've got things down here, so...
Yeah, so if this podcast is not interesting, you can blame me because I came up with the schedule and the plan for today's podcast.
Yeah.
Shane was doing work.
Real work.
I'm doing inverted commas here with my fingers.
I think you're doing the Joey wrong.
Yeah. So the first thing we're going to talk about is just WhatsApp. And the reason I wanted to talk about this was because we have a WhatsApp broadcast list where we send out, it's usually daily, but sometimes we'll skip a day if we're feeling lazy. If there's nothing really, you know, big in the news that day in social media. But we send out a message every day on WhatsApp to our broadcast list where we give, you know, tips, news, stats, you know, some motivational tips or quotes. And just today we did something different. We sent out, instead of it just being text, we sent out a video.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun.
A news style video.
We were like news presenters.
Yeah, so we had the production of, it was the Sky News.
Shh, no, you can't say it was Sky News. It was, we created it ourselves.
Oh, yes. Yeah. But it was intro music.
Stolen from BBC.
It was BBC. Intro music news.
Yeah.
And then we...
We did a news banner down the bottom with, you know, particular news stories.
Yeah. It's good, actually. So if you want to check it out, check out our Facebook group. What's the name of that again? Digital Playbook, isn't it?
If you type in, yeah. Or else you can just send... I actually can't remember a number. So if you want to join the WhatsApp group, you can just send Let's Play to 087-388-0018. And you have to send it to us via WhatsApp and you can be added to that list.
Yeah, no, you won't see that video because you'll just be added. So check out the Facebook group, I'd say. So join the Facebook group.
Yeah.
Which is Digital Playbook. Type into Facebook and you'll be able to see...
Digital Marketing Playbook.
So
that's another group where we kind of send out similar similar content, but we'd want people to engage with that.
And that's more engaging, isn't it? So we want people to interact and to actually comment us back and have a conversation with people and kind of create more of a community. Where the WhatsApp group is broadcast.
Yeah.
So people can comment us back, but they won't see other people's replies. It'll just be
no one see a reply.
Yeah,
but the reason we wanted to talk about WhatsApp, it wasn't, you know, to plug that group, even though it'd be great if you joined it.
Yeah, it was.
it was just because, you know, we see that
the reason we're laughing now, you can't see us, it's because someone walked past the window. I waved and Shane didn't even see who it was and he just threw up his hand backwards to wave. Oh, it's probably a funny be there moment, but anyway, the reason we wanted to talk about WhatsApp was because it's starting to really have me going.
Okay, brilliant. So the real reason we did want to talk about WhatsApp was because we see huge potential in the platform for businesses and brands. Would you agree?
Agreed, yeah.
I've held it in. So one way we use it is that, you know, we give out, like we said, marketing tips, and we see other businesses use it in different ways, but it's just another creative way to interact with your customers, with your audience, with your fans of your business page, and you can do it in a clever way. You know, you can send text like we said we were doing, but today we sent a video. Tomorrow we'll actually probably send audio. We'll probably record, you know, the usual text that we'd normally send out, but record in audio format and send it out in audio. So you can just be a little different that way. But we've seen brands doing extremely clever campaigns with it. And we're actually, you know, we've an idea ourselves for one of our clients.
Yeah. Can't disclose yet.
Can't give the idea, but hopefully you'll see it in time. But two brands that have, you know, come up with really creative ideas with WhatsApp was, the first brand was Hellmann's Mayonnaise and the second brand was Absolute Vodka. Do you want to go through them? Can you remember what they were?
Nope. This is your... I can tell you now. This
baby.
Is... Yeah.
Okay, so the first one, Hellmann's, it was really clever. So basically what they did was they created, you know, a few videos or a few posts and they put it out there saying that, you know, we know a lot of... I think it was mostly aimed at college students. We know a lot of college students have, you know, a few ingredients in their fridge and they don't know how to make a good meal or a nice meal. And, you know, the way the branding was put out is that we know you definitely have Hellmann's mayonnaise in the fridge. So what you had to do was take a picture of the ingredients or send a message to mm-hmm. this particular WhatsApp number that they had, and they're going to send back a recipe with those ingredients, which was a really cool idea. So the recipe sent back, you know, how it was cooked, how long you need to leave everything in for. It would actually, if people were struggling, you could actually even message them back, say, look, I don't know how to do this, how do I cut this up, or how do I chop this up. They'd send back videos that obviously they'd made already and show you how to dice things up properly and chop it up and how to best lay it out and cook it. And I think, you know, I actually don't have the results of that campaign down in front of me, but I know they had over 6,000 people messaging back and forth, and the average time spent messaging back and forth was 65 minutes.
Jeez.
Which is insane, because, like, if you look at social media now, you probably have an average attention span of 10 seconds. Mm-hmm. And if they really like your video, they might watch it for 2 minutes, and that's doing well.
Mm-hmm.
So to have someone's attention for 65 minutes while they were cooking a meal and you're messaging back and forth is massive brand awareness for Hellmann's. And it's just, you know, just it's a clever way of getting students or getting, you know, particular people to always think about Hellmann's and remember that thing they did. Will I send a message to them again and, you know, use that recipe that they sent me the last time?
Yeah, I'm actually trying to think of another mayonnaise brand outside of Hellmann's. And I think they're right, though. Everyone in your fridge or in your press at home, I suppose in your fridge.
Sorry, no. Not everyone in your fridge or your press. Everyone. I hope you're not that type person. Two people in your fridge.
Jesus.
I think we mean everyone's...
Everyone.
That has mayonnaise.
That has mayonnaise.
I don't like mayonnaise.
I don't either.
Makes me sick. Makes me gawk.
Does it really?
It just gives me that... Oh, when I think of it now. Yeah, I'm just not into it.
Okay.
But you're right with Hellmann's. It's probably the only one, isn't it?
Yeah, bar, I suppose, the own brands like your Soup Values and your...
Yes. I don't think... Is there another brand?
Not to sound boring here now, but I think Heinz maybe have one as well, don't they?
Do they?
Yeah, but it's Hellmann's, like, it's the go-to,
it's the main
it?
One. Yeah, it's just... It's that thing.
It's just clever, though. Just top of mind. Always top of mind, isn't it? So yeah. Just using the platforms.
It was clever. And what Absolut, will I go through that for you?
Yeah.
Absolut, can you remember what they did?
Nope.
So Absolut.
I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you want to go through it?
No, I mean, like, I've like the top line things. Okay. I can't remember.
So
details.
Absolut are a vodka brand, compete with the likes of Smirnoff, and that's all I know, really. I'm not really much of a drinker, but
he's a liar.
What they did was they're running like a private party, which was sponsored by Absolut. Mm-hmm. And to get entry to this party, you had to convince their doorman. The doorman was an imaginary figure. It was someone who was made up, and they called him Sven.
You mean he wasn't there?
He was there. It wasn't the same
imaginary
guy.
Figure. Are we back?
No, but on social. Shane, come on, stick with me. So he was made up for social. They called him Sven.
Mm-hmm.
And what you had to do was, again, send a message to their WhatsApp number and convince Sven to add you to the list and allow you in.
Mm-hmm.
So people could be as creative as they wanted. They wanted, you know, people to be creative to get entry. So people sent either videos, messages, or a text, audio messages, and trying to convince Sven, you know. So they got a lot of, I think it was, you know, something like 10,000 people sent messages.
Mm.
But they had a lot of content for after that campaign. And they, you know, people sang songs to Sven through WhatsApp, and they played guitar, or they would have sent videos doing something creative.
Mm-hmm.
And they were able to use that content. So the user generated content from it was crazy.
No.
So again, clever from Absolut using WhatsApp.
Yeah, so it's almost making you be top of mind again.
Yeah.
But it's just so clever, like using that platform as opposed to using Facebook.
So obviously it was first advertised across social to get people onto WhatsApp. And you may be wondering, like, you know, what good is it for them to go to WhatsApp? But firstly, they're getting, you know, 6,000 phone numbers that they can use. To be honest, I've done a bit of research on GDPR with this. And there's a few different answers. You know, some people say that if they message you first, then you can, you know, add them to a bit of a list, and the next message you send has to have an opt out.
Mm-hmm.
But with WhatsApp, I'm not sure. There's not a huge amount of information out there, I suppose. But so that's the first thing. But they're messaging you from the phone. They're coming away from social media, where there's no more. You're not kind of struggling with any other brand to try to grab their attention. They've left all the other social media platforms to come onto WhatsApp and message you.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no other way for a brand to, you know, grab their attention while you had their attention for a certain amount of time. So it's a good way, again, for them to just focus on your brand only.
Uh-huh.
Is there any particular reason why brands are using WhatsApp as opposed to just using Facebook Messenger or Instagram?
Say that again.
Or is there any reason that the likes of Hellman's now decide to go with WhatsApp as opposed to using?
I think it's been different. I think there's obviously another motive to it that they hope they might be able to send a bit of marketing, you know, messaging down the line to people's phones. And as we know, there's talks of Facebook Messenger, Instagram messaging, and WhatsApp becoming one next year. So, you know, maybe they're getting ahead with that.
Yeah.
But I think it's just being that bit different. Again, when, you know, when people see brands trying something totally different, it grabs your attention because it's different to the norm, because it's easy to do a like and share competition. It's always done and people don't necessarily enter them now unless it's, you know, winning something big. Whereas before, people would have done it to win a pair of socks. So it's times change and you need to be that bit more creative or different.
Yeah, and I think probably WhatsApp is used more than the likes of Facebook Messenger and...
Yeah.
Any other kind of other social messaging platform.
Yeah.
Like WhatsApp's so popular, isn't it?
I think I've seen with Facebook Messenger and WhatsApp or something like they both deal with 50 billion messages a day.
Wow.
It makes sense. I think it's 50 billion. Would I be right? I read it about
50 billion? Oh, yeah. Well, how many?
2 days ago.
All right. I said 2 years ago. I was like, that data might have changed.
No, I think it was 50 billion. Because if you think of it, like, think of a broadcast list. There could be 1,000 people on a broadcast list.
Mm-hmm.
A user sends out one message, it goes to all of them, so that's 1,000 messages.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I definitely think it's 50 billion. Or in a WhatsApp group, even though you're sending one message, WhatsApp has to send, you know, 30 if there's 30 people in that group.
Yeah.
Makes sense?
Yeah, you might have 1 billion active users and then...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, it's something that I think brands should think about. Would you agree?
Yeah, definitely. Just adding another creative element to their marketing mix, I suppose, first off. But also, as you say, it's great to get user-generated content.
Mm-hmm.
Directly, it's kind of one-to-one marketing as well, as opposed to one-to-everyone.
Yeah.
They can deal directly with people.
Yeah. But if you're thinking about doing a campaign where it involves someone sending you a video or a picture, and if you want to use that content, make sure that when they do send it, you go back and ask them, can I use this? Because again, you would get caught for something with GDPR or, you know, sharing someone's footage when they don't give you the permission to do so.
Yeah.
And that's important.
Very good. Very good. So we have, as I said, we have a couple of clients at the moment. We're going to be kind of using similar tactics, using WhatsApp and using creative element to that.
Yeah.
So keep an eye out for that. Mm-hmm. Will be my advice.
That was a nice plug.
Nice segue into the next thing, I do believe.
Okay.
So next thing you've got down here is the news.
Okay.
So I can see Lush, Wetherspoons.
So if anybody has seen some social media news, it was first announced a few days ago. Wetherspoons first and Lush. Lush, they have cosmetics, but they also have, I think, you know, soaps and bath bomb thingies. Yeah. But isn't there a shop over across the road on Alfred Brunker Street?
God, I don't know.
I'll show you in a minute when we're going getting a coffee.
Yeah.
Ooh, coffee. We have to do this first, Shane. Focus. So what they've done is
the other thing is we have a Wetherspoons.
We do have Wetherspoons.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they both announced that they were leaving their social media channels behind. And they wanted to, you know, interact with their audience on their own time, and, you know, they didn't want to compete with algorithms, they didn't want to compete with different brands and having to pay to show up on people's news feeds. And I think it's really interesting. I first said this to you yesterday and you just kind of, you were busy at the time doing some work and you're just kind of like, yeah, it's interesting. And you just went on. So I didn't get anything back. So I thought, you know, it'd be a good thing to introduce it to the podcast and I might get your opinion on it.
Oh, great.
So what do you think, Shane?
Of them not being on any social.
Yeah. So what they've done, I just to give you a bit of...
Yeah, I'd like to know what their background is.
So what they're doing going forward, like. They put it all over Twitter saying, look, that we didn't want to compete with algorithms and have to pay to be on your news feed. And if you want to interact with us, we want to interact with you, etc. So they're going to interact with people via email, via phone, and live chat on the website.
It's funny how they got the message out there through social media, though.
I know. I suppose there's no other way. It's interesting. What do you think? And you've had zero preparation to talk about this, but just your initial.
My initial thought is that every brand, so taking yourself away from it, because obviously we're in social media a lot, but like everyone's on social media.
Yeah.
If you want your brand to be seen instantly,
yeah,
you use social media.
Mm-hmm.
And they're taking themselves out of that equation now.
Yeah.
So like with anything, we're just human, you know, everything we do is, it's habit. Mm-hmm. So going to your favorite shop, buying your favorite clothes, mm-hmm. the phone company that we use,
yeah.
the TV that we watch, it's all habit.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not constantly in that space mm-hmm. of top of mind, I'm going to go a bit closer.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're not constantly in that space and we're not constantly top of mind, what is stopping a competitor going to that space and then they're no more top of mind? So it's mm-hmm. like, oh, haven't yeah. seen Lush in a while.
Yeah.
This is a new brand. Have you kind of give me an idea of who a competitor would be?
Oh, I'm not into my bat bombs.
Let's just say Boots, for example, are doing bat bombs now.
Oh. They do 3 for 2. I'm going to go over and get some after.
We know a guy working, actually.
Oh, 3 for 1, so
we get discount. Let's say Boots now are doing the bat bombs.
Yeah. I don't think it matters what they sell.
I'm just thinking Batman now.
Oh, stop.
Anyway, so now they're in that space.
Yeah.
Now they're using it. Now they have your attention.
Mm-hmm.
Why would
you? Yeah.
Why would you stay loyal? Why would you stay loyal? Because, well, nobody's loyal to anyone if you don't see it.
Mm-hmm. And it's true because, you know, when you think about it, it's almost they're doing the opposite to WhatsApp. So the way mm-hmm. WhatsApp is using social media, taking all your attention and bringing you over onto a platform where they have all your attention.
Yeah.
They're hoping that you're going to come away from something that's grabbing your attention and bring all of your attention to their brand only.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think there's anyone, any brand in the world that's that powerful, because when you think of it, you're only going to go to that, you know, brand's email, phone, or live chat or website if you think about their brand and if you want to purchase from them.
Constant top of mind, isn't yeah. it? So let's say I give this question back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the most successful fast food chain company? Food chain.
Is this a quiz now or in my opinion?
In your opinion.
In the world.
Yeah.
McDonald's?
Yeah. Straight away, just top of mind McDonald's. I don't know mm-hmm. if they are, like.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
But they're constantly top of mind, so they have you offline yeah. and online.
Yeah.
Same with, like, toothpaste.
Yeah.
Like, who'd you think of straight away? Colgate.
Yeah. Do I? You just gave me the answer.
Well, that's what I do. Don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. So it's, like, it's just constantly being top of mind.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because you just see them everywhere.
Yeah.
So I think taking it, like, you know, obviously social media isn't the full... You shouldn't be just on social media. Yeah. You need to be on all. If you're a yeah. big brand like that, you need to be on all.
You need to be everywhere.
Everywhere, exactly. So if they're just taking themselves out of the equation, let's say if it's, you know, if they're, you know, their marketing is everything between newspaper, radio, mm-hmm. all traditional stuff, and online. If they're taking the online stuff out of the equation.
Mm-hmm. They're hoping that.
Well, obviously, they've obviously done some bit of calculation on this. They're not just going to do it blindly. Yeah.
But it's interesting because, you know, if the likes of McDonald's mm-hmm. or Nike did it,
mm-hmm.
I don't think Nike would do it because you're going to purchase online, but let's say McDonald's, because you have to physically go into their store or order via an app, so mm-hmm. they're getting some advertising via the app. But if McDonald's do it, they could probably get away with it because McDonald's is always in your head, really. Do you know, when you think of,
I'm
going to go for...
Yeah, same as Coca-Cola. They're yeah. that big. Like,
yeah. If you want a fizzy drink, you'll think of Coca-Cola. If you want a takeaway like that, you'll think of McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
So someone like that would have got away with it, and they could, you know, generate a massive exposure from it as well.
Yeah.
And I know Lush are getting a lot of exposure from it, but that will last for a few days, and then something else will come along.
Yeah.
So for that to work, I think a massive, massive company would have to, and of course they're still a huge company,
yeah.
but you know, top 10 world brand names yeah. kind of thing.
I think Witherspoon's is different. I think they will get away with it.
Yeah.
Because it's not exactly a brand that I want to interact with in the first place anyway.
Yeah.
So, but you're always going to think of Witherspoon. So mm-hmm. if you're, like, they're probably a dime a dozen over in over in the UK. So like you can't go, it's like a Starbucks here or anywhere in the world really.
Mm-hmm.
It's just every street corner, mm-hmm. every street corner is going to be a Witherspoon, so you don't yeah. really...
Starbucks, not a perfect brand that could, yeah. perfect example that could do it. Not a perfect brand, perfect example that could do it. But yeah, I don't know. It's interesting, but I think they have done the research,
mm-hmm.
and I'd be interested to see if there's, you know, more to that campaign.
Mm-hmm.
If there's more to, you know, they were just trying to generate a bit of exposure. Now they're going to harness that by doing X, Y, or Z.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be interested, but it didn't seem like it. The last tweet was kind of, you know, this isn't the end. This is just the start of, you know, our community. Join us at Gave the website. Yeah.
Mm.
It's we'll interesting. See. Yeah.
Let's say something up their sleeves that we just yeah. haven't seen yet.
Bat bombs. 3 for 2.
That's an ad. Okay, so the next topic on Dan's sheet of...
Dan's sheet of tricks.
Dan's sheet of nonsense. it's down here, the work. So I suppose we are... One thing we identified was... or identified was the wrong word. One thing we found out this week is... came up in a memory on your stories that we are in the office 1 year.
Yes. One year this week.
1 year this week in the office.
And champagne in the fridge for afterwards.
Yeah, and I think last night when all the work was done, myself and Dan was kind of chatting about all the ups from last year, all the downs.
More downs than ups.
We can laugh about it now, I suppose.
As I cry inside. Moving on.
Things are that bad.
Yeah.
So all the ups, all the downs, all the good things, you know, all the bad things, all the hard things about starting up a business, all the hard things about, you know, marketing and all the fun things, I suppose, about marketing as well, about all the great clients we've worked with and, you know, all that good stuff, you know what I'm saying? But I think one thing we kind of identified as well was that we became very serious over the last month or so.
Yes.
And I think that was kind of down to a couple of things. You know, we were very busy for the last month or so, and I think just naturally when you're busier, you're a bit more, the kind of crack goes out of you small, but you're a bit more, you know, focused.
Yeah.
And that's not saying that we weren't professional before. I just think before Dan just headbutted the before we were obviously very, you know, professional and got our work done and stuff, but we always had time to have a bit of crack as well, which is very important, I suppose, when you're running a business. And I suppose especially in a business partnership as well, that, you know, that you always have open communication, you know, always have a bit of fun, that because if one person just shuts down and stops talking, you know, that business isn't going to last, especially when we're two alpha males. I joked.
But seriously,
yeah. But I think we just identified that we got very serious. And I think one of the things I just cracked a joke is that, you know, that we're both wearing big boy pants now, you know. So I would have came from a sales, advertising sales background, where every day I would have wore chinos and suit pants and suit jackets, stuff like that. And
picture Conor McGregor.
Only better body. Oh, yeah,
moving on.
So I would have came from that, and we're just kind of laughing that, you know, for the last year or 2 years that we've been doing this. Sorry, not 2 years, a year and a half or so, that we have just rocked in with a pair of chinos and ripped jeans and a hoodee on some occasions, and now we're, I suppose, a small but better dressed, going to work, a bit more professional looking. But we didn't put it down completely to that, but we kind of said that it kind of contributed to our
mindset. It was kind of the next stepping stone to becoming more
serious, wasn't it?
Yeah, serious and boring.
And I think we probably would have seen it. I actually said to you, and I don't know, you probably got a few messages on as well, that you've gone quiet on stories.
Yeah.
And people are probably wondering, why have you kind of stopped posting stories and stuff? Yeah. And I think it's because we lost a bit of crack, to be honest. We're kind of, as they say in the biz, we were shit crack.
you're going from serious to Addy G.
I was going to say something, but I don't think it's even fit for a podcast.
No. It's not till, it's only 1 o'clock. But no, Shane is right.
Sorry, I just realised there I was rambling for a good, I'd say, 3.5 minutes.
I didn't get a chance. if you follow me on social media, DanSweeney14, especially on Instagram, you would have noticed that. Or you would know that I would have always posted on Instagram stories, and it would have just been, you know, just been fun and never really serious stuff or business stuff, and it was always just a bit of a laugh, and usually be taking the piss out of Shane, giving him frights. I gave him one today. You know, just fun loving stuff. But, you know, since we became busier and we kind of put our head down and just focused on different things and identified avenues that we wanted to pursue, or, you know, different things we wanted to achieve this year, you know, almost the fun went out the window, and we had to come in as soon as we sat down, and was straight to work, and we didn't finish work until we left that day, and it was real serious. And I kind of stopped posting on social media, which is fine. It doesn't affect the business, but it affects the mood at times, where, you know, things can build up. And like, everyone's relationship is still, you know, perfect inside her, but, you know, the crack definitely went out the window a small bit, and there wasn't as much fun or laughing. And of course that can affect you, because I know I'm the type of person that I like to have, or I have to have a joke every day, or I have to, you know, have a bit of a laugh, and I know you're the same. So that kind of stopped. And like one day it was a case of it just snowballed. It's like, oh yeah, I didn't post anything on stories today. Yeah, you know, get back to it again tomorrow. And then, you know, something happened the next day and it was just like, oh, I'll leave it tomorrow. And then, you know, 3 days turned into like, I'll just take this week break and I'll get back to it next week. And I can remember doing that. It was probably like 2 weeks off. And I still post some bits, but it was more business things. And then I can remember coming back and just say, and like when I say coming back, it wasn't like it was gone for years. It was just a case of, you know, maybe 3 weeks of not really talking on stories.
And he's risen again.
Where I would have talked to him. 3 days. I think it was Easter Sunday.
He took 3 days off.
It was Easter Sunday, wasn't it? But when I came back on and talked for the first time kind of type thing, it was a case of, oh yeah, so I just took a small bit of a break. I'm back to normal now. And then it was that one day, and then I took about another 2 weeks break. And like, I think our outlet for a bit of fun and, you know, just a bit of crack was true social media at times, mm-hmm. and catching each other doing things, and that just went out the window.
Yeah.
And like Shane said, we started to wear big boy pants that, again, if you would have known me, it was more, Shane said, came from more of a professional or, you know, business suit or, you know, chinos, mm-hmm. and shirt.
Office type. Background. Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas I was gym, so it was shorts and tracksuit.
Mm-hmm.
So
that was your uniform, like, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, so jeans and, you know, shirts was normal for us for work for a while. But now we've branched into shirts and chinos.
Yeah. And like, it's not going to change, just like, but I think if you're... I just think it's a nice progression because obviously Dan's getting older and...
30 this year. I'll accept cards to 4 Sullivan's Quay. Thank you very much.
I will also accept cards. But like, if we're meeting clients and stuff, we go to meet a client and we'd be wearing ripped jeans. And I just know that some clients be kind of looking, going, "Are these fellas like?
Yeah.
Are these okay? Are these fellas okay? Like, did they need money? Did we need to? Maybe that was a good strategy by us. You know, a good business model.
We need your money. But it's true, isn't it? That like, I think we all, as humans, we judge people whether we like it or not. We get an impression within the first, you know, 10, 15
and don't,
20
like,
seconds.
Let's not get this wrong. Everyone we meet, they don't be like. Looking up and down, going, "Oh, stay with these fellas." It's more like it's more your own self consciousness as opposed to them, like, you know, isn't it?
You just feel, I think, when you walk in and you know you're dressed, you know, appropriately,
mm-hmm.
and not again, not that we weren't dressed appropriately, but you're dressed, you know, similar to there, to mm-hmm. the way they are, then it's easier and you kind of feel a bit more comfortably, or more comfortable. Sorry, but I think we didn't notice that until we started doing it. And where we first noticed it was we did a talk on marketing last 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. in Leash, and we came up and did a talk, and it was a business event, so we naturally just, you know, wore more business attire. And when we walked in, it was kind of like, you know, we're lucky we didn't turn up in our normal, you know, ripped jeans and checkered shirt, because people were in business suits. Every single person, men and women, were, you know, dressed business smart, and it just made us feel more comfortable. And again, don't get me wrong, if we walked in there in our jeans and shirt, everyone would have been fine, mm-hmm. you know, because I think they would have known us for that anyway. But it just makes you feel more comfortable in your environment,
mm-hmm.
isn't it?
Yeah, and I think the reason we probably did it, like, obviously we're just like wearing the clothes because it was nice style, like streets, but style, I suppose. But our thing around it was that we are creatives, so we get away with it. Yeah, you could rock in wearing a.
But it's funny, I think it depends on the country as well.
Yeah.
If it was in the States or even London, you'd be like, oh yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But here in Ireland, we're a bit different, that it's, you know, if you're in work, you need to be working, or mm-hmm. you need to be wearing certain clothes kind of thing. You know, if you're wearing jeans, then it's, you're not taken as serious at times. And I think it's the older generation.
Oh yeah. Like if older,
30s and no, like,
as you get older,
it's just the older generation that have been in business, you know, 30 years, that are used to, you know, dealing with people in suits always.
Yeah, but I think it's just culture, like our culture now, it's completely acceptable to rock in wearing a pair of jeans and mm-hmm. you know, a ripped t-shirt if that's what you want to do, like, you know, there's no problem with that. It's only ourselves. We're not projecting this has to be done by every person in this industry or whatever industry you're listening from.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think the reason we brought that up is because I just think we kind of identified that we got very, very serious,
mm-hmm.
And not in the kind of sense of being intimate.
Yeah. But you love the intimate thing. I'm really scared this podcast is going to end in about 2 minutes and I need to get out the door quickly to get a coffee.
Um, Yeah, so that's that done. Mm-hmm. Just before we finish up, just completely off the cuff, because I can see it in front of me that
he's going to sing a song.
That we do every day in the WhatsApp group.
Okay.
It's a motivational quote from somebody.
Oh, here we go.
So this one is, when you innovate, you've got to be prepared for people telling you that you are nuts.
Ooh, that was good, Shane. Who's that? Is that you?
No, that's Larry Ellison.
Oh, good old Larry. He's from his farmer down the road, isn't he?
That's it.
That's a nice fella.
But if I just thought I'd do that because I might do a little segue into how to actually join the group then, if that's okay.
Oh, that was clever.
Yeah, so simply
marketing
send
101.
Simply send let's play to 087-388-0018 via WhatsApp. So text us on that number.
Or if you want to text Shane's phone, it's always
joking. 1890.
Okay, that's it. I need a coffee.
Okay. Okay, good one. And we'll see you the next time.
Talk to you.
Talk to you the next time.
Ta-ta.